Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products.
Minus one.
Minus one. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine today, and I'm going to be your host until somebody else comes and joins us for the show. Melinda Lagos is running into the studio as we speak. Melinda, where have you been?
Running down the hallway.
Galloping.
Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you.
We're going
to
be taking your calls today on how to create some cool summer promos. The weather is hot out there, and we have some great ideas for how you can create cool summer promos. So give us a call at 215-953-4979. Melinda Lagos, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Joe, if we put you on the air today, what are we going to give you?
$25 Visa gift card.
All right. So you can start calling us now, 215-953-4979. What else is on tap for today's show, Joe?
Well, we have five ways businesses can attract clients. More small businesses are implementing wellness programs, and that's good for distributors. We're going to tell you all about that. Kathy has six steps to excellent customer service. Facebook ads, what works and what doesn't. Andy's going to tackle that topic. We have how to avoid employee burnout, our favorite things. A bunch of other stuff on the schedule, too. But we're going to start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with distributor news. Top 40 firm Cintas has agreed to a partnership with Ohio-based distributor Touchstone. The deal, which is a long-term contract, has Touchstone managing Cintas's enterprise promotional clients. On to product news now. Hawaii has become the first state in the U.S. to officially ban the use of plastic bags by retailers. By 2015, all four of Hawaii's counties will be enforcing individual bans. Check out Promogram today for full details. On to mail delivery news now. The U.S. Postal Service announced last week that it will begin consolidating locations as early as this summer. Its first phase calls for up to 140 location closures by February of 2013, with an additional 89 locations slated to close a year later. International news now. Yahoo has sold its stake in Asian e-commerce company Alibaba Group. Alibaba agreed to purchase back the 20% ownership stake from Yahoo for more than $7 billion. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
My tattooed right arm.
Wow, can't wait to see that.
Is it still tattooed?
Is it still on?
No, it's not.
Nah, it's not.
Right. Any piercings?
In places you don't want to see.
Okay.
All right, we're going to start taking your calls. Michelle, it's almost your favorite season of the year. What season is that?
Summer.
Why is summer your favorite season?
Because I'm at the beach in Avalon.
And you're surfing. You're a surfer
sometimes.
Girl.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, we're going to take your calls right now. We want to offer tips for creating cool summer promos. If you have any questions about creating summer promotions for your clients and need a little help from us, or if you've done any cool summer promos you want to talk about, call us right now. Vinny will answer the phone, 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air, we'll give you a $25 Visa gift card. Have we mentioned Rooster's name today?
No.
Rooster's here, too. He's making those lovely sounds.
Yeah, he's two for
and
two.
It looks like he has a snappy new haircut, so it's a good day for Rooster
nice
in the
Joe.
House.
Joe.
We're getting some calls. Wow.
And we have Facebook questions as well today.
We have Facebook questions, too. Wow, we got things coming from all fronts.
Wow.
Let's start with line two. We have Kay on the phone. Kay, good morning.
Good morning.
Kay, where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Ooh. All right. You are just
she says
down
water.
The street.
Yeah.
Do you say water? Water?
Water.
Water.
Yeah. Okay. Kay, what's your question or comment?
Well, actually, I have a client who wants to have an open house this summer for their current clients and their prospects. So I was wondering if you have any ideas for a theme and promotional products that I could use.
An open house.
Yeah. How about a summer theme?
I like a.
You're so.
I like a wine.
Way to think outside the box, Kay.
A little wine and cheese party. You can get a lot of logoed stuff, like dishes that actually have a little notch in it that you can rest your wine glass in there so you don't have to find a table to put it down.
I like
and
that.
You can eat your wine and cheese. Also, you can get logoed bottles of wine that the guests can take on the way out, and you can also find a lot of cool wine accessories, like little charms for glasses and wine totes and wine bottle openers. So I like wine and cheese.
That's good.
How about a barbecue?
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go. How about a barbecue?
How about it, Andy? Andy likes the barbecue idea.
How about it?
Joe, you've shown lots of barbecue stuff on the Joe Show, but what are some ideas for that in terms of logoed products?
Aprons, barbecue tool sets, you know, that include tongs and spatulas. There's actually this huge grill brush that Andy and I saw yesterday in our studio here. That's unique. So anything grill accessories.
Plus, you can get those logoed bottles hot of barbecue sauce, sauce. You got hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Harry's has really cool versions.
Yeah, absolutely. So that
patriotic
makes it,
and everything.
Yes, it makes a good thing. You can baste your ribs with the sauce and then give everyone a jar on the way out.
What's your ribs, Joe. What was with the emphasis on ribs,
Joe? I wanted to make sure that I said ribs.
All right. Speaking of barbecue, do you guys watch Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations?
Uh-huh. I love it.
I watched it last night. A little frightening. It was he did the Ozarks.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of hunting.
Mountain people?
Yeah. Well, not mountain. I don't know what you call them. I think Andy and Joe and I drove through that part of Arkansas on the council road trip last year. But they showed how to skin and barbecue squirrels and raccoons. Which
who doesn't do that?
Not my favorite game meat, I don't think. Anyway,
what would be your favorite game meat then?
Probably none.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I've had buffalo. Buffalo is pretty good on pizza. Michelle looks like she's... would be delighted to try all this.
We're going to need to move on.
All right. Sorry about that, Kay. Hope that gives you some wonderful ideas.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. On line
three.
It's
too bad that Kay had to listen to all that.
On line three, we have Stanley from California. Stanley, have you ever had barbecued squirrel?
You know, not really. But bald eagle's pretty good.
Ew. Aren't they endangered?
I think that's illegal, Stanley.
Kidding. Oh, okay. It all tastes like chicken.
Stanley, you have a question or a comment this morning?
Yeah, I do. Actually, a comment on Harry's hot sauce. We did Harry's hot sauce for a client, and every time we've done that company's product, people just seem to really love it. So I'm all for that. But there was a question I had was there was a company that had a spatula that was like a really heavy steel spatula, that they would actually cut the logo out in the actual spatula itself, like in the metal.
We have those in the office.
Sportula.
What's it called?
Sportula. Sportula.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, Obama.com, or Obama for President, what's that website?
Obama.com.
Obama's selling those exact spatulas with that Obama logo in his Obama for President store.
We have two right over here. I can get them and show them on the camera.
Do you show them after you baste your ribs, Joe?
Joe can't talk right now. He's busy getting the Sportula. Yes, so that's the company, I guess, that does those. And if you look at the camera, Joe is showing off some lovely logoed Sportulas right now. What is that? Oh, that
so this is the Duke Blue Devil, and you can see it is etched in the – or actually it's cut out in the head of the spatula. You can actually get the handle, and it's got the bottle opener over here. So
that's cool.
It's
a great product. If you press that on the burger, will it have the logo? Probably not.
It might, but you should never press down on your burgers. It squeezes all the juices out. You don't want that to happen.
That's another tip from Joe.
All right.
Gotcha. Well, let me ask you this. What do you think of that compared to a full set of, you know, that aren't as the quality, but maybe they just logo the wood, you know, the way they do those kits? Mm-hmm. Or do you think that this is a really good, you know, by itself piece?
I like this by itself.
Well, it's such high quality. I mean, it's something that people will hold on to for a really long time. That's what I say. Okay. Andy, you're nodding your head. Do you agree?
If I got one of those, I would use them all the time on my grill. So,
well, maybe for your birthday.
So, hint, hint, if anybody would like to give me a nice gift, I would take one of those with the ASI Radio logo and etched inside.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Stanley. Good luck.
Absolutely. I just love how I asked for a sample, and you've got it right there.
Name to please. Name to please.
Have a great day. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
You have a great day.
Thanks. You too. On line two, we have Heidi. Good morning, Heidi.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I know you were just talking about the barbecues, and I wanted to talk about this really fun fundraiser that I did a couple years back for a school. We actually did a cook-off for burgers. We did, people had their own burger recipes, and we just had a blast. So that is definitely a great way to go, the cook-off, the barbecue.
That's a great idea. Now, Heidi, did you cook your own? Did you have your own special burger recipe?
I did not. I just was enjoying
You got to taste it all.
I'd like to be a judge.
Yeah, had a few beers going, so I had a great time, but I was not on the grill. So... But we gave out some aprons to all the teams that participated.
Oh, that's nice.
So that was a really cute. And we sold a whole bunch of other things, but that was the cute idea there. So that was a great time, and it doesn't cost much. So I definitely recommend that to anyone out there listening.
That's a fantastic idea.
There's actually a supplier in the industry that has an apron that has all the tools you need already included in the pocket. So it has the spatula, it's got the tongs, it has salt and pepper shakers, and it's got like an oven mitt.
Wow.
Yes.
That is going to be a heavy apron.
I'm trying to picture that. Maybe we'll see it on a future episode of The Joe Show.
Possibly.
All right. Well, that's a great idea. Thank you so much for calling, Heidi, and stay on
the
line for your Visa gift card.
Okay. You guys have an awesome day.
Thanks, Heidi.
You know, Joe, you've also showed a variety of cool custom grills, which make great prizes for barbecues and things like that. What are some of the ones that we've had in here?
Well, you can get them in the shape of a football,
right?
A soccer ball, a baseball. They actually make them out of old kegs. There's a company that I think it's called Keg Grills.
It's something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
They actually take it, you know, out of an old keg. Now, they also have these little portable ones that come packaged in a little cooler. And you can assemble. You can use the cooler and assemble the grill prior, or you can just take it to your tailgating event or wherever. Take it out of the cooler, build your grill, and then pack it all up in the end. So
those are
portable
great for tailgates.
Yeah, absolutely,
those are fantastic.
We have a Facebook question from Judy Brown. She says a lot of golf tournament sponsors are looking for new ideas for golf tournament giveaways, and she's been successful in pitching sunglass holders to a few clients, but she'd love to know what others are pitching. She needs ideas that go beyond typical golf-themed products.
Well, I have something today that I'm showing.
I do,
a golf, a different. Oh, a golf product?
Yes.
Yes. I have a new and different golf ball. Should I talk about it now?
Yes, you should.
Okay. This is the Ultimate Straight XS golf ball. And what's supposed to do? It will correct a duffer like Andy's drive. If he's going to hook it or slice it, it'll correct it by 75%. And you just line it up. Vinny's going to come
How
as tight as possible.
Come on. It's
the way it's manufactured.
I think
that's
it's a big
claim.
Lie.
I don't know. It's the way it's manufactured. Andy, look at the dimple pattern on this. It's different than most dimple patterns you'll see on a golf ball. Take it, Andy. Take it. And so that's a great tea gift to give to someone at that
first
date.
Well, it's really something that people would want to try out.
It says Haley's on it.
How about that?
How'd you get that?
It was in the ball, the bag, the box, the bag.
Kath, what was your golf idea?
Well, mine is actually golf balls too, but it comes in a prescription bottle. Mm-hmm. So you could get a customized prescription. So like it's good for what ails you, like play one round and call me in the morning, something like that. Yeah. But it would fit in with some golf tournaments and a lot of cool different themes.
You know what? I like that product that you showed, I think last week or the week before on the Joe Show, where you it's like you use a marker and imprint the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Were you about to say that?
Yeah.
Wait, you write your name on the ball?
Tin Cup.
No.
It's called Tin Cup. You get this like it's like this little dome that has an etched, a cutout logo, and then you get a marker and you mark your own ball. And all pros who golf have to mark their ball with a marker. So this kind of ties into that. But it's very unique that you can carry it from course to course to course and make sure your golf ball has a marking on it.
But at like a charity tournament or something? Yeah. At the start of the tournament, everybody, you know, you tell everybody to take this product and put it on top of the ball, and then, you know, use a marker that could hand those out and logo the markers as well. And, you know, it's a whole package. It would be cool.
That's
a very
a
cool
idea.
Product.
Yeah, and I would say if she's looking for something really unique, MVP gift bag, mm-hmm. if you look for them online, they have a lot of really fun golf related items, like a golf putting green that you could do from the toilet while you're sitting on the toilet. I don't know, for fanatics. Golf.
Wait, what?
Slippers that look like golf shoes and a whole
do
bunch of stuff.
Do we have one of those here?
maybe we should get one.
We should get one of those and see how it works out.
There's actually something you showed last week, Kathy, the silipine. It's that silicone
glass. Yeah.
They actually do a shot glass, and the shot glass has a little dimple on it. So if you put it upside down, I talked to the guy last week or 2 weeks ago in New York, he said you put it upside down, you can actually use it as a golf tee that it won't break. So that's kind of different and very
cool.
unique
yeah.
to give out of the first tee.
And then you turn around and do a shot out.
Do a shot, yeah, why
yeah.
not? You can play. You
ever
been
19th hole.
You ever been to a fundraising golf tournament?
Yeah. There's lots of drinking going on at those things.
All right. Well, lots of great ideas. I hope that helps out Judy, our Facebook friend. Michelle, do we have another
We
Facebook
do.
Question?
We have a question from Melanie Avigliano Schultz. We all know the usual summer products, water bottles, towels, and pocket fans, but what cool products can I make for a school picnic that kids would enjoy?
I would say beach towels. Imprint it with the school logo and maybe their year of graduation. I know my son just got one from his senior prom.
Ooh, cool.
Yes, Neshaminy seniors. So
how about
that's
sunglasses?
Very cool.
Sunglasses are cool. Primeline actually does a beach towel that actually comes with tic-tac-toe pieces.
Yeah,
it
that's cool
It has the board
too.
In there, so mm-hmm. it's like it's
neat. Yeah,
it's useful,
like
and you can have fun with it. But I would say sunglasses, frisbees, mm-hmm. you know, anything beach balls, anything the kids can play with on the beach. I'm actually seeing an oversized wiffle ball set over there. I'm not running to get that one, but that would be a lot of fun.
Hop.
That would be fun.
Get going, Joe.
All right. Well, thanks to our Facebook friends, we have a caller on line one, Mel. Hi, Mel.
Hello.
Mel, where are you from?
From Chicago.
Oh, okay. Mel, what's your question or comment today?
This is it's a pretty broad question, but really I'm just looking for any either unique or different promotions that for the summer. So do you have any good suggestions?
Well, have you been listening?
Michelle's been on the line for a long time. So
in other words, Kathy's out of ideas.
You know, I would just look at, you know, some of your clients, potential clients, and see, you know, what they are. Look at the local swim clubs. You know, do they have swim teams? They'll all need swim towels. They'll need those little drawstring bags when they have swim meets to take their stuff with them. So there's an idea.
We haven't talked about flip-flops either, but we've shown a lot of cool flip-flops. Yeah. You've shown a lot on the Joe Show lately.
Ones that are, you know, made of eco-friendly materials, coconut fibers, and other ones that have the logo etched in the bottom so you can leave the imprint on the sand. So, you know, there's an opportunity there. And if you're near resort town, but you're in Chicago, but maybe you do with Lake Michigan there, with those Shoretown rentals, you know, when we rent, when you go to the real estate agent to pick up your keys, they also give you a gift bag. And it's a non-woven bag, and there's usually can coolers in there. There's silicone bracelets, and there's a lot of stuff that's useful for people when they're on vacation.
Sunscreen, lip balm, all those things which is really good. Helpful as a welcome gift.
Yeah, you can get bands that when you put on your lotion, you put it on the band, and when the band will turn white, when it turns purple again, you know to reapply your sunscreen. And they also have like a little, it looks like a watch, the same type of thing. It'll tell you what the UV rating is out there and if you need to reapply more often than you would think. So those are useful products and things I think people wouldn't think about buying.
But when you
check in, you can get them.
Didn't you show on the Joe Show a tote bag where it has a separate bathing suit compartment so you could take off your wet swimsuit?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That was a cool idea.
That was about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Was it? Mm-hmm. CGI, pay attention.
Thank you. Thank you for watching, Kathy. But
wow,
yeah, it
this
has
is
that
scary.
Little like rubberized compartment there. So mm-hmm.
I'm totally
else
ready to go to the beach.
Me too.
All right. Good night, everyone.
All right, Mel, hope that gives you some good ideas for summer promos. Thanks for calling and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thank you.
You know, the other thing with summer too, I mean, think of all the like sports activities that are going on. Coming up very soon, a lot of baseball clubs will be holding their big baseball tournaments and any giveaways for the teams that sign up. Melinda, your kids playing basketball tournaments and soccer tournaments and all that stuff. And a lot of times at registration, they have things for the players, or they might have things for, you know, the whole team or whatever. So there's an opportunity. Find out who those clubs are and, you know, present them with products.
Great idea. All right, we're going to switch gears for a moment now and away from summer products, although it's not too late to give us a call, 215-953-4979, if you want to weigh in on this topic. But, Michelle, businesses are always looking to attract clients. What are some ways that they can do that?
There are a couple. I have five here, and I'm going to talk about three, and we can post the rest online. The first is tackle unsexy jobs. One big company, what they did was the company was Standard Functional Foods Group from Nashville. They attracted new clients by offering to make smaller brands or do small production runs that other companies didn't want to do. So they did the job that other companies wanted to avoid. And by doing that, they built up profits and got new sales. Another way is to understand why they buy. A company called Arius Systems in San Francisco lost an early deal because its sales team didn't know that three departments of the target firm had to sign off. The founder says that once his company created separate marketing materials for each group of influencers, they got the sale. So really, you know, look at who's buying. You may have to tailor different kind of pitches for the different people involved. And the last one I would say is to stand out. This one company, this is great. A company called DYN, D-Y-N, in Manchester, New Hampshire, tweeted out wacky videos like a musical pitch called DYN Loves Expedia to that firm and five others, and they're now in talks to get that company's business because they did kind of wacky videos targeted directly to that company.
Yeah, that's cute.
So stand out from the pack.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to have more of these tips online at asicentral.com/radio. Thank you, Michelle. We've got a lot of social media topics this morning, so we're going to get to Andy right now to talk about Facebook ads. Facebook was in the news big time.
Yeah.
The big IPO last
stock
week.
Stock getting hammered.
Faceplant.
Apparently,
it's dropping.
Yeah, apparently Bono's really mad because he bought a lot of stock and then it dropped.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, he's totally not happy.
He'll be on the show next week.
He will, but you're going to tell us about Facebook ads, what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, you know, a lot does not work, actually, in Facebook ads. That's part of the reason why they're sort of being hammered, because people are questioning their ad model as far as revenue is concerned. But there was a CNBC AP poll last week Facebook users, and 57% of them said that they never click on an ad, and 26% said hardly ever. So that's 83% of Facebook users that are barely engaged in advertising on Facebook. That's part of the model questioning that people are doing to Facebook. So I found an article that talks about some things that work as far as Facebook ads are concerned and things that don't. So let me run through a few of these. We'll post the rest on our website at asicentral.com/radio. But images and text need to be have an obvious focal point. Too often you see those ads on the right side, and it's not exactly clear what the brand is about or what the brand is selling or what they're trying to promote. So if you're buying ad space on Facebook, definitely be as clear as you possibly can. Make your brand messaging as crystal clear as possible. Also, make sure your ad fits with the personality of the company. There's too many companies that are advertising online that are trying to be something that they're not really. So fit your ad text and images to the personality of your company. You know, space is very tight on Facebook. The ads, as you see, are very small, so you have a limited amount of space to make your point. So be clear and you know,
apparently,
be as
one thing
as
I
possible.
Saw that worked is, you know, especially if it's an attractive person, like a close-up photo of
yep.
a person, because, you know, that looks good in a thumbnail.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the kind of space that you're using.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and make sure your images are clear. If you're, you know, using more than text, you're using images of a product or something that you're trying to promote, make it as clear as possible. You know, those fuzzy images are things that people are going to gloss right over. And finally, ads should reward viewers in some way immediately. So whether it's with a contest that they can enter or new information that they haven't heard before or an invite into a community. You know, it might be something simple, but give them an actionable thing that they can take advantage of at that moment, as opposed to, you know, whatever you're promoting as far as a new product or a new service, you know, make it a little more actionable. So talk about the new service in a community on your website, something that they could feel a part of. That's really what Facebook's about. So try to get them in that way. But we'll post the rest of these on our website. Certainly Facebook has a lot of media and coverage right now, but this is, you know, it's going to be a growing area of advertising, and people are not really engaged in it just yet.
Okay, well, check out asicentral.com/radio for more info on that. Joe, speaking of Facebook and
yes.
Twitter,
yes.
Some brands are still ignoring their customers on these sites. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, and that's the thing. It's like there's so many, like, social media experts out there now for every industry. You need to jump on. You need to do this. You need to do that. Companies are doing that. However, they don't have a plan in place to react with their clients. So in other words, they're pushing stuff out. They might be pushing these ads out. But when there's feedback, they just let it sit there. And there's a survey by this company called Setmetrics. They polled 11,000. Checked it again. 1,100 executives about their social media. And what they found is 39% do not track their social media responses at all, and more than half ignore all customer feedback on Twitter and Facebook, and again, because they have nothing in place to handle this. Business-to-business fared worse than anyone else. An eye-opening 69% ignored customer feedback on these channels, and 51% had no tracking in place whatsoever. So companies see that there's a need for the, you know, use and engage their customers through social media. However, they don't have these plans in place. So the advice is get those plans in place, and that whether the feedback's positive or negative, you have to have something in place that says this is what we're going to do. You just can't let it sit there, because if you let it sit there, then those customers become disengaged, and, you know, it just becomes white noise and chatter that's just being put out there and no one's, you know, doing anything about.
It's like the tech version of not following up at a trade show.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. No,
which
absolutely.
A lot of people don't do, unfortunately.
It's true, but if you're going to be on there and you're going to be, you know, just pushing stuff out, that's not enough.
Right.
No,
you have to use it
thing.
as a mechanism to actually interact with
it's
your
engagement
with your
it's
clients.
Not
yeah,
yeah,
it's engagement. And if you're not acting on things that people are saying to your company online, then you're missing half of the whole reason why you should be there.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's to develop a relationship.
Yep. Yeah, and post like regularly too. Like, yep. I hate those Facebook sites that don't post like every 3 weeks or something.
Well,
yeah,
Advantages
absolutely.
Does a good job of posting. Posting daily, but then you engage with, you know,
mm-hmm.
comments. If someone
right.
comments, you'll come back and offer some feedback. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not just sitting there and being ignored.
It's not hard. You just have to check it like twice a day.
It's just time.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah, like anything else.
Yeah.
All right. Good tips from Joe Haley.
We're going to post this on ASICentral.com/.
We're going to switch gears right now. Some people are about to head into the summer slump. And, of course, we don't want our employees to do that, Kathy.
No.
How do you keep your employees from becoming burned out?
Well, believe it or not, even despite unemployment rates, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported in March that 1.8% of full-time employees, that equals about 2 million workers, actually quit their jobs. So people are becoming disengaged, apathetic. They're not feeling the love. So, of course, this is a good thing for distributors because you can promote employee loyalty programs as well as employee wellness programs because that goes a long way in alleviating burnout, too. But the experts recommend that you ask staffers what changes they'd like to see to reduce burnout, and this often leads to a host of problem-solving techniques. So get them involved in exactly what they want to see happen and then help them make it happen. And companies ought to consider eliminating unnecessary tasks, definitely, such as issuing a report that was done last year but doesn't really need to be done. You know, the same people.
Can we
people.
Also say not have just regular meetings for the sake
too.
Of holding meetings?
That is one of the things, too.
If you have nothing to talk about in a meeting,
no.
Then cancel a meeting.
That's right. That's one of the recommendations. Limit lengthy meetings to no more than 15 minutes. I like that
Some
idea.
Some big blowhards love their meetings, though.
They do, because they like to hear themselves talk,
yes,
let's face
do.
It.
You know, our tech team here has been working on a lot of exciting new projects recently.
Right.
And they've had to meet every morning really quickly. Mm-hmm. And they actually hold stand-up meetings and where they stand up because they have to keep the meetings really short and just focus on the things they have to do that day. And literally no one sits during the meetings and they're about 10 minutes. And
plus
I think that's very effective.
Tech people don't really like to talk.
Well, John and I have the Monday morning production meeting with the designers.
Do you stand up?
It's a stand-up meeting.
Good.
And we're done in
I'm sure
5 to 10
meeting.
Minutes. It's very quick.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there you go.
All right. Thank you. Tips for for avoiding employee burnout. Michelle Bell, I know you've never, ever, ever broken a work rule, but apparently you were going to advocate doing so today.
Yes. There are some rules that deserve to be broken. And they are do what you were hired to do. Should you do that or not?
No, absolutely
no, because
not.
You
no.
should constantly be evolving.
You have to go on and be. You have to do above and beyond your
there's
job.
A, there's
if you
a thin line though between offering assistance and stepping on someone else's toes. But you, especially in this, you know, economy, you know, job atmosphere where people, you know, people are doing more for their jobs. You should always offer to do more than you were just hired to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing more frustrating than hearing somebody say, and I don't even know who says this at this point. Actually, there is one person. That's not in my job description.
Yeah. That's not my job.
Yeah.
I want to know who after the show.
As I point to Joe, but it's not Joe.
No, it's not Joe.
Joe knows who it is, though.
No one in our department.
No.
Network 24/7. Should you be networking 24/7?
No.
Yes.
Well, you're sleeping?
Yes. Yeah, you
you
can
do that.
Because,
I should,
because
no.
of social media.
Michelle does
you can
that.
Do
one
it.
One should, oh, okay. but not Kathy.
Not me.
And not always, you know, going to... happy hours and, you know, rotary things and things like that. Social media is really the way to leverage that.
Yeah.
And just, you know, not all about business, but just always working your contacts, that it's right. a really smart thing to do. Should you live at the office?
No.
No.
Oh, hell no.
Well, there's a way to do it that, you know, maybe not physically being at the office, but being in contact more than outside of an 8.5-hour day.
Oh, sure.
Hmm. Being
well,
more available.
Yeah. 24/7.
Well, again, there's some people, I would say, especially... in the younger generation where people, they just think, you know, they put in their time. They come in at 9. They leave at 5:30.
Those whippersnappers.
Those young whippersnappers, as Joe Haley would point out. So there's things that you can tweak outside of the norms that you can, you know, advance your careers, I would say, by breaking the rules.
Mm-hmm. Okay, those are some good tips. Let's put those on ASICentral.com/radio. And now it's time for Michelle's favorite part of the show. All the editors talk about their favorite products of the week. Joe, you've done yours. Give us a quick recap on your special ball.
it's a golf ball that will correct a hook or a slice by 75%, so you will hit it straighter, not necessarily longer, but you'll hit it straighter. It's great tee gift for golf tournaments.
Let's go outside and try that today.
Okay.
For the Joe Show.
Andy Cohn, what's your favorite product?
I'm not sure this segment is in my job description. Mine is a soccer ball shaped chill patch. Great for teams, any kind of youth team. We could use this on my son's soccer team for sure. As a kid got hit in the face with a ball this week. Aww. I shouldn't laugh. It's not really funny. But he needed an ice pack immediately. This would be a cool thing. So check it out online. It's available from Alpi, and that's ASI 34415.
Kathy, what's your favorite product?
I have special balls, too.
Oh, that's right.
In a prescription bottle. And you could get a customized RX for the front, and it's from MVP Gift Bag.
Wait, ASI. Kathy needs a prescription for special balls.
ASI 68322. Check it out on our website.
All right. Michelle, what's your favorite product of the week?
Mine is from TechWeld, ASI 90807, and it's a little bullseye pen holder that you keep on your desk, and it's got little magnetic darts that you throw at it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Very cool. And Joe, you have a bonus product to share?
No, I have the same product. Just wanted to say that it was from Polera Golf. I didn't mention the company.
Oh, well,
that's www.poleragolf.com.
All right. That's it for this show today. Check out these products at asicentral.com/radio. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Tune in next week, same time, same place, when we'll find out what Andy Cohn did on his Memorial Day weekend.
Ooh.
Have a great week, everybody.